is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I...
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-389-3452 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5144 or 776-5154 and 413-4511. Welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. As you all know, it's truly an honor to be of service to each and every one of you. Tonight, we also are going to honor a very special hero of the month. So as we get him on the line here, we as a family in unity have a hero that we would like to recognize this evening. And so when we get him on the line, I know Seth is about to call him. I'd also like to make an announcement tonight. Is I'd like to cordially invite those that are in service to the world, to our sisters and brothers worldwide. You are cordially invited as a advertiser or a advertiser or sponsor for the Universal Spiritual Connection. You can contact me at imdivinelight@aol.com or 480-255-6198. Or you're welcome to call BBS Radio and let them know that you're interested in the Universal Spiritual Connection. So,
hey, it's plus. Leave your name and number. Thanks.
Oh, no.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Go ahead and leave that set because we are
at
going
the tone,
to.
Please record.
Hello? Okay, I guess we got disconnected from that. So We want to personally recognize Wes tonight. He is our hero for this evening. And I'd like to say to you, Wes, is that I've had the opportunity to observe you, the love and the dedication that you have so been willing to share with all of us. And you have gone over and beyond to be of divine service. It is people like yourself that makes the world a better place to be. You definitely have allowed your light to shine for all to see. And what a great beacon you truly are. Thank you, Wes. We as a family thank you. Thank you, thank you. So anyway, I'd like to share a bit about our guests for this evening. We are truly honored tonight to have Christina Keene on the show with us this evening. She has embraced the gifts of being a channel, yet she is very conscious of the multitude of complexities that come along with it. Due to the amount of time she spends in trance states, her psychic sensitivities are extremely heightened. Because of this, she has been very careful in her interaction with the work and the world. In order to continue to be a clear channel, she must be very disciplined. In the last several years, Christina has pursued a course of study at the Tapaya Institute, a nonprofit organization that provides training programs and workshops in the imprint process, a movement based expressive arts, approach that integrates movement, dance, visual arts, performance techniques, and therapeutic practices. This approach supports personal, interpersonal, and social transformation, teaching new models for health, psychology, art, and communication for people who wish to incorporate embodied creativity through the arts into their personal lives and professional practice. I'd like to share the website with all of you, and that is www.christinasophia.com. And for all of you, I'd like to personally invite you to my show page. As you all know, there is a wealth of information about our guests. Also, for those in Pal Talk, we are posting that information for your convenience. And I'd like to encourage all of you to explore this incredible young lady and the and work and dedication that she gives to each and every one of us. So let's all give her a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Christina.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It is wonderful to have you, and I'm already feeling that energy, young lady.
I was feeling yours and the whole community, so it's really wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know that we also have a very special guest that is joining us tonight as well, and I would like to honor her, so if we may do that now. Is that all right with you?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Tonight we have a special guest, Goddess Sophia, with all of us tonight. Her name is the Greek word for wisdom. Her name actually means the love of Sophia or wisdom. She is considered the counterpart to God, equally known and unknown, equally mysterious and misunderstood. You'll actually find Sophia being referred to in the Bible. Many of you are very familiar and had the opportunity to receive downloads with Sophia quite present. So let's all give Sophia a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Sophia.
Hello, beloved. What a blessing to be here, yes?
Yes, it is. It is indeed.
Grand. It is exciting time. The March is, especially today, St. Patty's Day. So I just wanted to say, happy St. Patrick's Day. We are excited to dive into some of the tools available to us today, yes?
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. I love the title that you had sent to, that had suggested for today, The Pot of Gold at the End of the Rainbow.
Yes. Well, we all think of that. When we think of St. Patrick's Day, we say, where is the rainbow and how do I get to the pot of gold? And the fun thing about all these playful holidays that we have, that there are some spiritual truths underneath them. So today I am going to give you the tools, yes, the tricks, the secret to really get to your own pot of gold and not only arrive there, but how to bring it home. Everyone always thinks, how do we get to the gold? But no one chats about how do you bring it back home, right?
That's absolutely true. And I am thirsty for that knowledge and always have been. So I am definitely ready to hear what you have to share with all of us. I'd like to ask you a question, if I may, Sophia.
Grand, go right ahead.
We have two callers that are on the line. I'd like to know if you would like to go ahead and speak with our callers or if you'd like for me to ask them just to be patient, and we will get them to them very shortly.
Why don't we go ahead with the callers and see what is going on in the minds of those that are waiting. We will put the patience aside for the moment and satisfy, yes?
Yes, I'm actually sending you lots of love. Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. I'm just so joyful. Thank you, thank you. I'd like to invite our first caller, Dory from Pennsylvania, to the show. Aloha, Dory.
Aloha, Leilani, and hello to you as well, Sophia, and happy St. Patty's Day to both of you.
Thank you, beloved. How can we be of service today?
Well, I'll be direct and true to the question that I have as to wondering about the job position that I was offered last year, and if you have any messages for me when I'm absolutely going to be starting this position.
Grand, good. So look that there's a lot of energy around it, that it feels like there is an up and down in regards to this job, a pulling, a back and forth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And when we play a tug of war, we get a little upset by it. Do you know what I mean? That there has a lot of stirring in this pot right now. So how fun we get the St. Patty's pot today, because it's very metaphorical of stirring up the pot. So do you mind if we calm the pot down today and really find the gifts? Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine with me.
Good. So the gifts start with breath, and the gifts start with trust. So I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, let out any sound. You ready? Deep breath in, and sound. Good. Listen to that grand sound. And then I'm going to ask you to trust, and say the statement out loud, I trust.
I trust.
Good. So we are just going to do a little song. I trust, I trust, I trust. Go ahead, you do the song. I trust, I trust, I trust.
I trust, I trust, I trust.
Good. See, all of a sudden you lift up, and the key to this job is lifting your energy up and trusting that you are going to be pulled in the right time, and they do value your light. They do value your totality. Timing is key here because you are a big character, and really they are making room, they are making space for your totality to show up. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
I'm sorry. That is all right. Does it make sense that they are making room for you? Energetically,
yes.
It is like creating space for you, yes?
Yes, it does.
Good. So what I want you to do is practice breathing, trusting, and claiming that this position will be a position where your light and your wisdom will be honored. I can feel that there is a lacking of trust because people often overlook your light, I am sorry, because it's so large, it's so big, people look away. So I am saying that there is a grand opportunity here for you to be seen. Are you ready to be seen, sister?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So the key is trusting. Is that all right? Do you feel that you can work with breath and trust? And really that is going to create this position to show up sooner versus later and show up in a way that will honor you versus try and stuff you into a category or a box. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. We wish you luck. And truly, again, balancing your energy in terms of breath and that trust statement is going to bring this to you quickly and bring it to you in a way that serves you greatly. Because really, you don't like to be in places that don't allow you to be big. So let us be big and let us be the year where you can stretch into yourself. Fair enough?
That's totally fair enough. Thank you.
Grand beloved, thank you.
Thank you, Dory, for calling in, and God bless you. Have
You're
a great St. Patrick's Day. Thank you. I'd like to invite our next guest, Mark, on line 4, and I thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha,
Hello,
Mark.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you.
Yes, how can we be of service?
And Leilani and I are aware of, to some degree, what we're going to be doing together, which we'll go over that another time. But my question right now is, do I need to put energy forward in manifesting a new regular employment job? Because right now I'm in home care as a nursing assistant, or will the prosperity start coming forth to support me for the Phoenix Sunrise Foundation and Inner Light Expression or other means sooner than that?
Good.
And how would that manifestation of prosperity manifest?
Ah, grand, good. So the practical here, do I need to get down and dirty and get a job, or do I open my arms and trust that money is coming my way, yes?
Yes, well, I trust in your guidance.
Good, well, I trust...
You know my energy and the work that I'm doing.
Good, I trust in your guidance. So what I am going to say to you is that you are really working on inner levels. Again, trust is a big theme here, on trusting that you are worthy of receiving. Receiving is a big thing to you. You're used to giving. Give, 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 right? Make sense to you?
Yeah.
When you give, then you say, okay, I've given enough, now I'm ready to receive. What we are doing is flipping the switch and asking you that on inner levels you are aligning with receiving. So twofold. One of which, yes, I feel you being supported with money, being supported with all the work you are doing, and I also feel yourself going and looking for a job that gives you the practical everyday tools of being out in the world, being a sensitive. So it's not so important that what job is it. It's important being a light worker out in the world, practicing holding your light as you are receiving a possible paycheck, as you are working on the inner realms to receive a much, much bigger paycheck that has to do with, again, receiving. You give a lot, so now we have to turn it around and really work on receiving. Does this make sense to you, brother?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. So is it okay? I am saying a practical job might be okay for you in terms of practicing being a light work in the world. Does that bum you out a bit, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that until the higher prosperity and abundance in all its forms fully manifests in the physical earth plane aspect of my life experience.
Good. So trust, again, do you hear the key I am giving you is about receive, not give? Your focus has been on give, give, give. So turn around and flip the switch and say, I am ready to take in. I am worthy of taking in. And that is how real prosperity comes. Light workers are so used to giving out. And the key to prosperity is allowing that energy that you have given to come back around to you. So that's how we do it. We get grounded in, give me, I will be showered. And that is how it starts to really happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so basically just put out the higher intention, and I am open to accept and receive abundance from the universe in all its forms, including prosperity, to be made manifest in my present life experience in this living moment forward now.
Exactly. And the last tool I am going to give you is to lighten up a bit. You are so serious on your manifestations. I love you for that, brother. I love your seriousness, yes? But laugh a little. Do the same affirmation and flirt with it. I am goddess here, so you are welcome to say, oh, goddess, I'm ready to receive. The universe responds to playfulness as much as it responds to seriousness. Usually playfulness, it shows up a little quicker.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh,
so I
really?
Need to work with my inner child.
There we go. So say those same statement and just play with it. Flirt with me a little, brother, and then we will get you kick-started on this receiving modality, yes?
Okay. I am open to receive in joyous fun with from the pool of creation.
Yes.
With all the children and other and the inner children of all the light workers, way showers that I come in contact with in all forms.
There we go. We still have to practice with you around play, but it was much better, yes? You have to play a little more, and it will come easier. Look at the hesitation. Ooh, ooh, get the words right. Bring me money. That is a great way to start. The universe, shower with me with money. That's a very childlike way of saying it, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm open to work with you, goddess, after the show, as you are guided.
Grand. Okay, laugh a little and just really try it. Bring me money, yes? Go ahead, try it right now.
Bring me money so that I can have fun and play.
Ah, there you go, brother. Congratulations. You have officially flipped the switch, yes?
I love this. This is so wonderful.
Good, brother. Thank you. That laughter is what draws it into you. So keep on letting that laughter unfold.
You and I are going to be playing together, right?
Absolutely. I play every day.
You know what I'm talking about.
Thank you,
remember, joy and laughter is the fuel that sparks the passion.
That
go and
true.
Dance. Thank you, Mark, for calling into the show, and God bless. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Thank you, beloved.
Before I invite our next caller to the show, I'd like to also, I have this incredible CD, and the title of this CD is called Life Purpose Soul Unfoldment. Now, I have to share with you guys, I have listened to this CD, and it is absolutely an awesome CD. I will be listening to this CD probably on a daily basis from this moment on, because Sophia shares with all of us the real true essence and importance of trust, and that's a very key element even for myself, because I have not been an individual throughout my life that was easy for me to not only trust people around me, but even to trust in myself. So I'd like to invite all of you to really take a good look at these CDs. They have many other CDs that they offer as well. That website is www.christinasophia.com. I'd like to welcome our next caller, Leilani from Pensacola, to the show. Aloha, Leilani.
Hello.
Thank you for your patience, honey, and I'll turn you right over to Sophia.
Hello,
beloved. How can we help today?
Well, I just want to know, there's medical problems in my family, and I just want to know if they're going to be okay. And my parents, they lost their house in a fire in December, and I want to know if they're going to be okay. So I'm just worried about my family. I don't care about me.
Ah, beautiful. Well, if I would tell you that there are some things you can do for your family, would you be open to offering some light to your family, offering some service?
I do that always.
Good, good. So what we are going to do for your family is say that any health problems, dis-ease, is some part of ourselves that is not settled, some part of ourselves that we are trying to look at. So instead of calling disease bad, we are going to say disease is an opportunity for your loved one to face something and find peace with it. So in your mind's eye, just create whomever is in your family and they're struggling with health right now. See them, and really I want you in your mind's eye to say, I trust your struggle right now. I trust that you are trying to get answers to something that has been causing you pain for a long time. So when we view their disease as a gift versus a curse, immediately it opens up a window for them to receive the message. Because behind every disease, there is a message. The message that frees them from having to experience that disease, that health problem over and over again. The moment they receive that message is the moment that they open themselves up to really take in healing, whether it be modern medicine healing or whether it be intuitive healing. The moment they receive the message is the moment they are ready to bring that piece of themselves home. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. So can you, and again, it is very fun to see today that it's about trust. It is about trusting your family, trusting that their what seems to be their pain, it's purposeful. So when I tell you their pain is purposeful, do you believe that?
Yeah.
You do. It's hard to say, isn't it? It's hard to say out loud. Because deep in us, in our bodies, in our souls, we know that. But it's very hard to witness someone in pain. So instead of being someone that's empathic, so hello, empathic, hello, I can feel other people. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That you feel people, right? So instead of feeling their pain, I'm going to ask you to put a beautiful colored bubble. We're going to put a pink bubble around yourself. Imagine Wizard of Oz and that beautiful good witch floating down from the sky. Imagine yourself in a pink bubble, and imagine you can see your family members that are having disease, and instead of feeling them, you're feeling this pink healing bubble, and we are saying the statements, I trust. The moment you tap into the healing power of self, you will free your family from needing to continue with pain experiences over and over again. So will you protect yourself in this bubble, my sweet one? Because that is how real healing comes about, when you witness them instead of take on their pain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Ah, oh, good. And then the last thing I want to speak upon is fire. Fire is a transmuting energy. Anytime we come really close to a fire, fire burns our home down. It is what is called transmuting energy. It is lifting up what some would call karma or past energy that has haunted us. It's lifting off past so that we can be in the present. So feel that house burning down, cleared up, and I don't usually use the word karma, but today we're just going to say it cleared up your family's karma. It actually did something good for your family. How do you feel about that?
It scares me. This is the second time their house burnt to the ground.
Yes, good. So second time, look at how much your family carries energy. And look at how much you carry energy. So let us say two times around is really asking someone to understand that fire lifts, fire clears, fire cleans. So if you can really work with fire, 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 I trust you. I honor that you are servicing my family. The fear creates us to move away and not be able to see the truth of it. When you trust it, when you hear that fire is cleansing, then you will feel that your family is getting a real big cleansing that has to do with freeing you from all the pain of your lineage, your family's lineage. It's actually a great gift
to allow yourself to be close to people who have this fire burning, lose everything, because again, they are cleaning their family's lineage. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Okay, so let's say each time we are born, we take with us the lineage or some of the pain of the previous members. So family tends to carry around history on our backs. So through a fire, we lift history so that we are only dealing with what is present. So when I say to you these family fires are cleaning out lineage, imagine like your blood is being infused with light and your family heritage is saying, we now want to come from a place of love versus a place of fear. Does that make sense to start with?
Yes, it does.
Good. So again, we're going to ask you to trust what's going on with your family, to see that healing is going on versus destruction. The moment you flip it and you say healing is happening versus pain, suffering, and destruction, all of this is leading to love instead of fear. So I promise you, beloved, that this is all done in the name of love. Can you feel that many love you and are honoring your family and your lineage, and through the pain, love will be on the other side?
Yeah.
Good. I honor you, and we are going to send out some special, let's say, cleansing water energy to calm down the fear of the fire and to really allow you to relax and trust. That is where your powers as a light worker will come in. When you allow the mind to relax, the body to relax, and you can take in this message that all is well with your family and all is being done for a greater truth. Okay, beloved?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. We are sending you out warm wishes and trusting that all will be just fine. Trust in yourself and trust in the universe, yes?
Yes.
Thank you, beloved. Namaste.
God bless you, Leilani. Thank you for calling into the show, and God bless.
Thank you.
To you and to your family, and know that you are loved. I'd also like to once again share this wonderful, wonderful CD, Sophia Incarnate, Life Purpose, Soul's Unfoldment. And I have to tell you guys, Sophia talks about trust and starting from trust with your experience with your parents, all the way to this moment that we are experiencing at this moment. There is an amazing amount of empowerment, truth, enlightenment, and I am so grateful to have this CD in my possession. I am personally going to work on receiving all these CDs because I have found them to be very enlightening and inspiring for me, and it reminds me of who I am. It reminds me that I do indeed carry that empowerment and that we are truly beacons, not only to ourselves but to each other. The website is www.christinasophia.com. I'd like to welcome our next caller. Thank you for your patience. Chance from Texas on line 4. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. I have a question for Sophia. And the question is, am I walking the path that I should be? I mean, that's a broad question, but I'm so confused on like what I should be doing. I'm pulled in so many different directions. I wanted to see if you could give me any tools or, you know, help clear this up for me.
All right, good. So do me a favor, Chance. Look down at your feet right now and describe them. What's on your feet? You got sneakers? Are they barefoot? What's on your feet right now?
I have sandals and socks.
Ah, good. Sandals and socks. We love the combination. Okay, what I would like you to do is wiggle those piggies. See those socks, those toes. Wiggle them and then press them down into the sandals, into the floor. Can you do that? You're pressing them down? Good. What I want you to do is say, feet, I trust you. So say it out loud. Feet, I trust you. Mind, shh. Try it on. Mind, shh.
Mind,
good.
Shh.
Good, good, beloved, because your question is about your feet. Are you walking on the right path? And I am going to say, yes, you are on the right path. And when you connect with your feet are solid. They feel good, actually. When you press your feet to the ground, you really sense, I am here. When you listen to your voice, beloved, your voice is very solid. It has a core sense. It does not have a sense of, I am lost. It has a sense of, I am found. It is your mind that is whipping you around in circles, and your mind is getting caught in the collective. I would call it March Madness, and any big man like yourself is going to be lost in March Madness this month. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. So what I'm going to give is a tool for you, because your mind knows the way. It's just being whipped in a tornado right now. So first, I would like you to check out the website, ChristinaSophia.com. Go to the blog section and read about March Madness. You're going to read about this energy that's whipping around. Once you understand there is great confusion out there in the world, and all you have to do is get away from it, you are going to connect that your feet are magical little, we would call them like the slippers that will take you down that path of soul, because they're ready to walk you there. It is just the mind that's getting confused. So we are going to clear energy right now where you say, all thoughts not my own, get out. So try it. All thoughts not my own, get out.
All thoughts not my own, get out.
Good. Say scram, take a hike, see you later. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, take a hike, see you later.
Good. Get out. Good. So imagine that a buddy comes into your house and he's not welcome. You say, hey, get out. So what I want you to do every time you are confused, tell these thoughts like they would be buddies that are not welcome, get out. And the moment you tell energies to get out, you're going to start to get real clarity on right in front of you is the way, brother. Really, it just seems confusing because there are too many thoughts in your brain right now. But I tell you, you are on the path. You feel it when I tell you, don't you? Yes. Good. So the point I am making here is clear out your mind and your feet will know where to go.
Okay.
Are you all right with that?
I'm very all right with that. Thank you very much.
Good, beloved. And I'm not kidding. Clear out that brain of yours. You're just getting whipped around right now. And I really ask you to look at your feet more and more. Your feet are great tools. And your center point, you are very aligned in your body. And when you are aligned in the body, all it takes is a trusting, and you will naturally be drawn to the things that you say, aha, this is part of my life purpose. This is where I'm supposed to go. So, Chance, we are excited that no longer is life going to be chance. Life is going to be, I am walking on my path, yes? All right, beloved. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Namaste, my friend.
God bless, Chance, and thank you for calling into the show. I'd also like to share these additional links as well with all of you this evening, and that is www.facebook.com/people/ Christina M. Keene, and it's /12460177749 or myspace.com Sophia Incarnate. Also, there is a Gaia. It's Christina Sophia Gaia, .com. That's Mother Earth, by the way, as we all know. I also would like to remind you that I will have this information posted on my website for a week, so please go and visit and read all the different blogs as well. I'd like to still encourage each of you to explore these wonderful, wonderful CDs. You will find that you will have a real strong sense of personally interacting with Sophia as she shares her wonderful wisdom and truth with each of you. On this note, I'd like to thank both of my callers for your patience, and we are going to get to each one of you. So, Jackie from Mariposa, on line two, aloha and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I was wondering if you would be so kind as to help me understand. I am in I'm like frustrated a lot, which is not my nature, and I don't know where it's coming from, or just could you get an energy read? Is there? I can't imagine what it is, really.
Good. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. You're doing a great service by sharing this frustration. I am actually going to reference what I am calling March Madness, which is a collective energy of people pushing down real fears right now. But there is a lot going on your planet. From where I sit, is most intense that it has ever been on your planet, and people are afraid to admit how scared they really are. So they're pushing things down and tucking them away. So what you are feeling is this sense that nothing around me is real. And this frustration comes from wanting to whip open the closets and say, what's in there? What's in there? What's in there? Realizing that those energies around you right now are not able to get to the bottom, get to the stuff. And given that you are an intuitive, does this make sense? You know yourself as an intuitive, a sensitive,
yes.
Right? Okay. Given that you're an intuitive, a lot of times frustration is wanting to, and I'm going to be very specific and give a very big visual here, a slapping on the face, come on, to all the asleep souls right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is everyone is shaking, the ground is shaking, but everyone's ignoring it. Everyone's like, oh, nothing's going on here, yes? There is no shaking. So your frustration is that you would love to psychically slap everyone into awakening. Doesn't it feel good when we say that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's true. I wish it would happen.
Good. So what I am going to say is that that frustration is this thing of it should be quicker than it is. And so I am going to say to you, all energies, not my own, return to source. Very similar to what I did with chants. All thoughts that are not mine return to source. Or all energies, all things that are not mine go back. Because it's not your job to waken people up anymore. It used to be your job, but guess what? You're retired, yes? Gaia. I am taking care of it, yes? Don't you love the laughing? Because it really speaks your truth, yes? Sophia, am I really retired? Thank goodness. Yes.
Oh, God. What a great release that was.
Yes. And
that's
good,
the very
Sophia.
Thought of it. I'm getting goosebumps everywhere.
Good. That is your confirmation, a physical sensation. It's not my job to awaken. So you don't have to do the slapping, trust that I am doing it in my own way, yes?
Yeah.
And that responsibility is off of you now. Your only responsibility is to tap into your own joy and trust that people's madness is purposeful right now, that you don't have to go there with them.
Okay.
Good?
Very good.
Good. And trust in those goosebumps. Trust that that statement, I'm retired, feels really good to you, yes?
Yes, because I spent so many years trying to tell people, you know, wake people up with all the political shenanigans and things like that.
Yes, I love that word, shenanigans. Good. So all that you need to do now, light workers, new job. Everyone doesn't know what to do because it's a new job. Light workers, new job is to just be you, to just shine your truth, to be love, to be light, and trust that by touching upon your light, that they will wake up to their own shenanigans. You don't have to point it out to them. They just need to see your light, feel your truth, feel your trust, and all of their stuff will come rumbling out of the closet.
Right. But I am going to send away everything that is not mine. Send it back
we
to
love
source.
It. Good, we love it. It will serve you greatly.
Thank you,
beloved,
so
yes?
Yes, and thank you so much.
Thank you, beloved. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
And God bless. Thank you for calling into the show. I also want to take a moment. Let's all take a moment to really to send our gratitude, our love and appreciation to Christina Keene for being that divine instrument to give us all this opportunity to interact with Sophia tonight. We thank you, Christina. I understand the dedication that you personally go through on a daily basis to give us this opportunity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd like to invite our next caller to the show, and that's Trisha from Los Angeles. Aloha and welcome.
And thank you, sir.
Hello? Beloved, you got to speak up. We can't hear you.
Oh, goddess, so to be, yeah. I wanted to ask you about my life purpose and the direction that I've been going in, because it's been very stop and start. I don't know whether it's self-sabotage or...
Good. All right. So life purpose, we are going to first of all say that you have many life purposes, that you come here to unfold to many great things. And the stop and starting is a form of integrating. So let me call you a leapfrog, that you like to jump real far into expansion. And then the stopping is a version of digesting all that you have leaped into. So instead of seeing it as stop and start, see it as a leap forward or a taking a huge chunk and then digesting it. I feel that you are doing a great job in unfolding your truth. You just doubt in the digestion process. You like to eat the pie and just think, aha, it doesn't need to digest. It's just gone, yes? And really, it is a form of digestion, letting it sink into your physicality that you are judging. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It does. Yes, you like to have a full belly but pretend it's not full, right?
Right.
You like to digest. You like to take in a lot of information. And I'm going to remind you, you're on the third dimension. You're not on a fifth, sixth dimension. You like to take in information like you are on these higher frequencies. And it is such a gift that you can bring that information from those frequencies. But then we have to do the human thing of bring it through our bellies, bring it through our bodies. So I'm just going to say to your body, it's really okay to digest. And I'm going to say to your mind, time is what's needed in terms of digestion. So you give the body space, and then you tell the mind, patience, beloved, patience, yes?
Oh, okay. I was having a lot of very deep spiritual people and visitors and things a year or so ago.
Yes,
and they didn't startle me, but they just sort of left me with, am I supposed to bring these through again or communicate with them on a daily basis or?
Good. Take time to really digest those experiences. Bring them through the body, so through body-based practices, where you're contemplating the expansion, when you're contemplating all the gifts that showed up quickly. And it's through the body that the next level will arrive. You're waiting for it to arrive in the mind. It's through the physicality where you will understand the truth. Your mind is already expanded. It's your body that wants the wisdom to show up. Your body saying, what about me? What about me? I have some things to share. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Keep on getting connected to that body, and it will catch up. It's just that your mind is several steps ahead.
Right.
Good.
Yes, I am very much.
Good. Thank you, beloved. We are very proud of the path you are on. Just give yourself a little more time, yes?
Okay. Thank you so much for your wisdom.
Thank you, my friend. Namaste.
Very loved. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and God bless. I do have one other question that has been asked that I would ask you personally, Sophia, and it is from a very dear, dear friend of mine. She's one of my radio team members. And so she is actually working so that everyone has this opportunity. And her question, her name is Frances, and she, her question is where am I going spiritually?
Good, beautiful saint. And notice I almost said Saint Frances. Good. So Frances, I want to say that you are expanding your compassion. And again, Saint Frances immediately arrives the moment I feel this beautiful soul expanding the arms. What I see as where she is headed is opening up the heart, opening up the arms, and allowing those earth creatures to comfort and to offer this expanded sense of circle. I feel that as she is doing today, opening up lines of communication, is that I feel her path is about opening her heart up and allowing new forms of communication to show up. And I'm going to ask her to meditate on that, to be in silence. When you go to dream state, ask what new forms of communication is going to open up, because I feel that she is one that really connects people with one another, connects an animal with a human, connects an angel with a human, connects a earth-based, like a spirit or a fairy to a human. I feel it's about connecting, creating those connections, and really to ask for confirmation on it, for I feel she will get some powerful dreams around it. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. I'd like to remind all of you that I will keep the information posted on my website. It will have all the wonderful links for you all to explore. I'd like to remind you about these wonderful CDs. The one I have in my possession is titled Life Purpose, Soul's Unfoldment. And I have to say, I really like using Soul's Unfoldment.
Yes, and it's all grand. Yes.
I loved it when I heard that.
Good. And I want to actually share with people that if they sign up for the mailing list where they get our newsletters, you will actually get an e-book which gives you all that information that's on the CD. So I encourage everyone to sign up, because really when we expand into Soul's Unfoldment, it's much freer than just the word life purpose, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
On that note, our show has come to the final end. I personally want to thank you, Sophia. It has been truly an honor to be here and to be of service to you and to all my sisters and brothers worldwide. I'd like to invite you personally to do another special broadcast with all of us. I've got a lot of demands for you to come back, so we'd love to have you.
Grand, it would be a pleasure. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. I want to remind all of you, it is time to let go of your smallness and embrace your greatness. Remember, with every step and every breath, you are indeed the voice of your hearts. Be kind to yourselves and to one another, and remember that we are in unity. Together we are making a difference. We are thirsty.